Now, after these preliminary explanations, it's time we came on to give a description of the cosmic refuge tree. Some account also of the archetypal guru, as well as a few words about guru yoga. Now, to begin with, I'm afraid there's a disappointment for you, because we discover that the refuge tree is not really a tree at all. The refuge tree is what it's called in Tibetan. It's much more like a sort of plant. In fact, it's a sort of lotus plant. So let's, as it were, close our eyes and imagine the refuge tree as it appears in the Tibetan tantric tradition. And of course, whenever one visualizes, one sees, first of all, a great expanse of blue. This represents not just the sky, it represents the complete absorption of all thoughts, of all wandering thoughts. Thoughts have all been absorbed into a sort of higher dimension, a higher dimension of consciousness. Undifferentiated, pure, immaculate, represented by that blue sky, that expanse of blue, very vivid, brilliant, shining, and so on. And then in the midst of this expanse of blue, one sees a great rainbow-coloured cloud, a beautiful cloud flashing and glowing with all the colours of the rainbow. And from the midst of this cloud, this rainbow-coloured cloud, there rises up a vast tree-like stem, several hundreds of feet high. And from this stem, this central stem, there emerge four great branches, one for each of the four cardinal points. And both the central stem, hundreds of feet high, and the four branches, both of them terminate in enormous lotus flowers. So that all together, in the center, and at the four cardinal points, altogether, there are five of these enormous lotus flowers. So that the whole thing, the whole tree, the whole plant, the whole lotus plant looks something like a gigantic candelabrum. And as we look at this structure, at this plant, at these five lotuses, we see that the lotus flowers are all covered with figures. We see that in fact there are hundreds of figures swarming, as it were, all over the lotus flowers, rather like bees, mostly human type figures. And I'm going to try to describe them now in a general sort of way, these figures on these five great lotus blossoms. And I'm going to describe them according to the Nyingma Pa tradition. There are other traditions, slightly different from the Nyingma Pa tradition, as we shall see a bit later on.